Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's good stuff.
Temptations, yes.
5'10", Temptations, Paul, Jordana, you, Hammer. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
It's already, what day is it? Wednesday.
It's November 15th.
Wow.
Wednesday. That means the Super Bowls are coming. You might be sitting in traffic right now. You might be riding Metro Transit home right now. Hopefully, your commute is a smooth one. If you are here during the Super Bowl and the Metro Transit workers are on strike, won't be so smooth. That could be a problem. Here's the backstory, and then we're going to open up the phone lines on this, which are 651-989-9226. The bus drivers are unionized. The LRT operators and others at Metro Transit, along with the bus drivers, overwhelmingly voted to reject a final contract offer and authorize a strike during Super Bowl week next year in February. Is it February 4th? Is that our actual date? I believe it is. Yes. Okay. The Amalgamated Transit Union, the ATU, Local 1005, represents about 2,500 workers at Metro Transit, voted 93% in favor of rejecting the Met Council's last contract offer, and that means there could be a strike. It's pretty good negotiating power if you're Metro Transit. Well, if you don't give us what we want, we're not schlepping your people around during the Super Bowl. And we're going to look really bad.
Now, how is this different? Well, I think I'm answering my own question. But if you work for a company, as a rule, you get what you deserve when you threaten to leave.
Isn't that terrible? That was like the conversation we had the other day. Like, you have to be a jerk with Comcast to get what you want.
There are inspired companies and managers who want to keep talent and keep talent happy, and they are proactive.
That's true.
And they try to pay people and provide perks and keep their best people. But as a rule, many companies, most companies, I would say, you don't get what you deserve, what you should be getting, until you threaten to leave.
That's right. That's the truth. So, I mean, is that the case of what's happening now? Because, boy, you know, Metro Transit really kind of has the city by the short hairs.
The exception, of course, is, you know, if I threaten to leave, that's not impacting thousands of commuters.
Correct.
It's
Correct.
Not impacting their lives.
Correct.
There's no domino effect. There's no ripple. But I don't know. I see both sides of this.
Right.
Just be nice if people treated people fairly.
Mm-hmm. And I could see why those workers would not want to say, okay, we'll make you look good for the week. I mean, where's their leverage then? This is pretty good leverage. It's good. Our phone number, by the way, we're not going to have a guest on this because we wanted to hear what you thought. 651-989-9226 is our phone number, or you can jump in on the text line at 81807. This first texter writes, go transit workers. Go get what you deserve. We are all with you.
Hmm.
Next up, Paul and Jor. It's possible that both factions in the upcoming wage dispute with transportation operators may perceive this the citing Super Bowl as advantageous to their cars. It may work against labor, however, when the attitudes in adjacent states toward public sector employees are often anti-union. Consider the public employee's dilemma in Wisconsin. I'm not really sure what that is.
After all this time, effort put into hosting this major event, it better not be ruined by a labor dispute that has already gone on too long, one listener writes in.
But then the question becomes, how much leverage does Metro Transit really have? And as soon as Hammer gets off the phone, we're going to ask him this question, because I do believe Hammer's been to at least the last four Super Bowls. So he's been in other cities, and he's traveled, and he takes whatever transportation is available to him. I don't believe he rents a car in those cities. And he said, you know, often, if you're staying at a hotel, the hotels will have shuttle buses for the folks, not Metro Transit. it is a private shuttle bus, you know, that the hotel has rented out for employees. If you're coming on a tour, maybe, you know, there are these packages that folks have been selling.
Right.
Maybe some kind of transportation is included. I can't imagine we have enough Uber drivers in the state to cover everybody.
You might be surprised. Well, I don't know. Again, the market has a way of adjusting. Right?
That's true. But boy, would the roads be super jammed up.
It could be a mess. But again, it's a Sunday, so you're not going to have the typical commute, right?
That's true. You're one of the rest of us. Believe you me, I'll be staying out of downtown. I can't afford Super Bowl tickets.
Mm-hmm. What are they going for now?
Like five. I think they start at 5,000.
Yeah. Grief.
John is in Maple Grove, and he is going to chime in. Hi, John. How are you, sir?
Doing well, thanks.
Great.
John, why are you striking? Why are they striking? Are you a member of this union?
No, I'm not. I have a friend I go to church with that does.
Okay.
I think the biggest issue is if you've ever ridden on the buses or the rails, there's a lot of people who get on that don't pay.
Oh,
they just
really?
Get on. So therefore, the bus drivers go, man, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So these people threaten them and spit on them.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just terrible.
Are there video cameras, John?
Yep.
Are there video cameras? I mean, can they prosecute? Because that's assault, right? If somebody spits on you?
Of course it is, but they don't have the money to do that. Mm-hmm. They don't really go back after them.
Yeah, they don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm. The whole point is they don't fight them. They just go, okay, get on. Nobody really polices that. And all the police officers for the MTC are off-duty cops.
Mm.
So they don't really have any really, really skin in the game.
Sure.
So they don't really have to protect them. So these drivers are at the mercy of themselves. They can't have any weapons. They can't have any sticks. So what they really need is protection, like a compartment, like the train.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ever ridden the train, how many people get on don't pay?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
John, it's a good thought, and we appreciate you clearing that up for us.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John.
He's absolutely right. The union says there's a disagreement over proposed changes to work rules, outsourcing, and security for bus drivers.
Security.
John
okay.
is right, absolutely. Nancy's in Oakdale. Hey, Nancy, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's disgusting because I think the union is using this timing specifically. I mean, why would they have to wait till February?
Maximum leverage,
that's
right?
It's, yeah. You're right. It's
the
leverage.
That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And the thing is how do we know what's in the... Because right away, everybody jumps on it because we assume, oh, the poor drivers, whatever. I have no idea. I have no idea what their contract looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, maybe it is bad. Maybe it has to be fixed. But why would the unions, you know, use this, like you said, the short hairs, they got to buy the short...
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting. If you're going to strike, then strike... You know, now or in January or whatever, but it's so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Nancy, we appreciate the call. That's why we're asking you. What do you think?
Right.
We appreciate it, Nancy. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
no
thanks,
problem.
Nancy.
Elizabeth, we see your calls. Paul, should we read a couple of these texts before we get to the break?
Yeah. The Super Bowl will come and go. Keeping long-term customers is what is most important.
All right. Listen, we got to take a quick break. It's 5:18. Elizabeth, we'll take your call and we'll keep reading your texts and take more of your calls on should they strike, should they not strike during Super Bowl in a moment. Talking about this possible Metro Transit strike during the Super Bowl. George is in Minneapolis. George has been a Metro Transit driver for 30 years. We're so glad you called in, George.
Hey, George.
Oh, evening, folks.
Provide some perspective. What's going on, and what are the major sticking points? And are you a proponent? Are you in favor of a strike during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the reason that they're even aiming for the Super Bowl is just to give an example of the past two strikes we've gone through. In particular, the last one, we had two points that we were trying to get to, which was new hires. They actually wanted to, and we got nothing that we struck for last time. That was 7-year attrition, meaning you come into a company, you don't go full scale for 7 years. How many people are going to start at the bottom and the worst routes and all that? Second one was retirees, the healthcare premiums they were assured before that contract negotiation that they never have a rise in their premiums as they retired. And that was also eliminated. So they had the climbing healthcare costs as as, but that was the last one. What they usually do is aim for us to go on strike in the most unhappy, uncomfortable times of the year, which is January, February, and we got to sit on the strike line, freezing, and being in the cold weather and so forth. It never happens in the summer. This particular vote, and I'm actually on Metro Transit Drivers Forum on Facebook, and there's a lot of stuff bouncing around on that. But I was thinking, would it happen during the Super Bowl? Usually there's cooling down and there's second round negotiations and all that stuff. But in the past, we have not had any leverage, any capability to even have these management and the powers that be there on the other side of the table come with any kind of concern for, how long we're out on strike. They stagger, just the metro area in general staggers the driving patterns when you come to work and so forth. A lot of that generally alleviates it. This is a situation, I would see us as having quite a black eye, or at least a dislikable appearance in the public if we were to, go on strike during the Super Bowl. But again, that is, it's a leverage mm-hmm. that, we don't normally even have the ability to afford or to have on our side. So,
George, do you feel unsafe when you're driving your bus?
I myself don't, because I drive the cream of the routes now. Wow.
After 30 years, sure.
Yeah, my day is half over at 9 a.m. And any threats or concerns are not generally going to be there that are going to be, a problem. I've driven the 5 line, which there's 4 routes that are really difficult in Minnesota or Minneapolis. And 5 line deals with north and south Minneapolis. 7-minute frequency. The buses are constant and they're always backed up and they're loaded to the gills. And I've driven that route less than 3 times in my career. I've been lucky to avoid it. But again, there's a lot of routes that there's security issues, security concerns.
Sure.
Just the other day in the morning, I drive out of the main Minneapolis and I get there at 4:30. And there was a lady driver that was outside the door, and she said, yeah, there was 2 men down in the lower lot. They're actually building a police precinct in the upper lot, so we're going to lose our parking there. Not a big deal, but and that addresses the statement of the previous caller. They're not off-duty police officers. We have at least 150 full-time, I believe it's 150 full-time officers. They're just Metro Transit.
Good.
And they have a very large precinct, and they also help a lot of other police precincts perform their stuff. So it isn't just a minimal.
Duty. Right. No, they're police officers that are on duty.
But there is a security concern. There definitely is a lack of security. Some states have, or other entities have, enclosed driver areas, where they can't actually be attacked or touched by people. And that wouldn't be that big of a deal for them to put out.
Hey, George, I'm so sorry, honey, but you and I are out of time. I'm so sorry.
All right.
But we appreciate the call.
Yeah,
you did.
Thank you for calling in, Georgia. Listener, everybody involved in the Super Bowl uses it to their advantage. How about the way the NFL holds the host city hostage with all their demands for accommodations, parking, tax exemptions? If the transit workers coincidentally,
Get something positive out of this, then good for them.
Good for them, yeah.
Yeah. Elizabeth, I'm so sorry that we are out of time, but it was a good conversation to have, and I'm glad that we got so many educated people to
We hope it gets
in.
Resolved.
We certainly do.
Long before the Super Bowl, that would be nice.
They get what they want, and they can feel safer and get better health care and the whole shebang. It's 529. Paul and I will be back with the Weird News Roundup.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Wait, what? The Earth is round?
Duck junk.
Ode to Bigfoot. It's a thing.
Ooh, that smell.
All right, sir, blow into this breathalyzer. And hand over that spleen.
It's that magic time of the week.
It is magic.
And you think it's troubling when we go beyond the headlines.
No, this is dangerous.
Here
territory.
We go way beyond. We go places we shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm, probably.
And
well,
mind
Jerry does.
Stories. This is really a testament to the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, It takes a special person to judge these troubling stories you're about to hear. And well, we have a candidate, Mike from Eagan. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Just fine. It seems like just yesterday I was on the deck with you on Labor Day at the State Fair talking about toys.
Oh, that's right. Fine. Okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how, Jordana, how are you?
We're great. We are terrific. Thank you for calling.
I miss being on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Glad you could call in, Mike. You've never done this before, right?
I have listened many times, and I thought, well, it's worth a shot.
Mm-hmm. So well, he's prepared.
You are prepared. Yes. You know what you're expecting. All right.
I know the drill. Yep.
Well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you calling in and listen carefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And try not to hurl. Okay.
Okay.
Jordana, what is your headline, ma'am?
My ex-wife is also my daughter, who is the sister of my ex-husband, who's my son, because Oklahoma.
Oh my. Goodness.
Okay.
Okay.
I need a scorecard for that one.
Okay, that's a good one, Paul.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well done. So punny.
Yeah, thanks.
So punny.
Hammer.
Man declares himself king of disputed territory in Africa.
Okay.
King of disputed territory in Africa.
Wants to be the king.
JP.
I don't think you can blame the dog this time.
Uh-oh.
And we do have Chris Schaefer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still have him yet.
Uncle Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Headline as follows. I don't think this guy will get any takers for a leapfrog touchdown celebration.
Okay.
All right. Well, these are all intriguing.
Dateline Oklahoma. An Oklahoma woman who married her biological mother.
What?
Has pleaded guilty to incest. Court records show the 26-year-old Misty Spann pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 10 years probation. Her mother, 44-year-old Patricia Spann, has pleaded not guilty to incest. All right, here's the backstory. Prosecutors say the two married in 2016. Court records show the marriage was annulled last month at the request of Misty Spann, not because it was gross, but just on the grounds of fraud and illegality. It's always money. It's always money.
Is that what it was about?
That breaks up marriages.
It wasn't true love?
They could have made it. And they didn't. The money got in the way. Money. Patricia Spann said she had thought the marriage was legal because she had lost custody of her daughter and two sons years ago and was not listed on the birth certificates. Prosecutors say Patricia Spann also married one of her sons. That marriage was annulled in 2010.
And again, this was in...
Thank you, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Is that the grossest? Oh, awful.
Feeling better about where I live.
Oh.
Hammer!
An Indian man has declared himself king of an unclaimed plot of land in North Africa. Such as Dix de Birtual, the 800-square-mile patch of disputed land between Egypt and Sudan, the Kingdom of Dixit, according to a post last week on his Facebook page, in which he had a life event that he became the ruler of a country.
Yes.
The young explorer named his father president of the land as a birthday gift. Says, this is no joke. I own a country now. Time to write an email to the UN.
I want a country.
You should have.
Can I have a country?
You should be princess of some country.
To go find some undisputed land in the Sudan.
You know,
I think Johnny Depp has an island you can buy.
Yeah, and he's poor now, right? So maybe I can get it for a steal.
You know, I think this guy might be single, so he could be a first lady.
There you go. Don't tell handsome husband he's listening.
Okay.
All right. Jerry, what do you got?
A police interrogation of a Kansas City man charged with drug and gun offenses ended prematurely when an investigator was driven from the room by the suspect's excessive flatulence.
Oh, gosh.
A detective reported that when asked for his address, 24-year-old Sean Sykes Jr. leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud sound before answering. The Kansas City Star reports that Sykes continued to be flatulent, and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview.
That's brutal.
It can be.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Oh, Paul's having fun with some of our drops. That is horrific. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thank you, JP. Yeah. Thank you, JP, for sharing that.
That's brutal.
Who among us hasn't done that?
I haven't. Thank you.
Because you're a lady.
That's right.
Chris, what do you got?
All right. Last weekend, the New Orleans Saints crushed the Buffalo Bills. 47-10 was the final score. The Bills couldn't throw the ball, and the running game struggled as well. If you check the statistics, LeSean McCoy is listed as Buffalo's leading rusher with a pathetic 49 yards.
Ooh.
But people who attended the game know there was a runner with more yards. In fact, in one run, He racked up 100 yards going untouched into the end zone. He was clearly violating the NFL uniform policy because, well, he wasn't wearing one. In fact, he wasn't wearing anything at all.
He was a streaker,
right?
He
was a streaker, yes.
Oh,
and security eventually tackled him after he slipped on a cutback move in the end zone. The Bills Stadium, by the way, has turf, not grass. Serious rug burn. Now, his run won't show up in the box score, but it's all over Twitter, thanks to some fans. It's just too bad this didn't happen at a Bears game.
That's so good.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Apparently 60,000 people did.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for getting that reference. Oh, it's so good. We have a couple in here from Airplane, and we plan to abuse them.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
You like Gladiator movies?
Oh, hold on.
I'm so glad. Wait, so glad this is radio.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
See? Thank you.
And don't call me Shirley.
Hey, hold on.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
What's the one? Oh, the Gladiator movies. We're missing the Gladiator movies.
They never get old. They never get old. Okay, headlines one more time. Jor?
Spots is a boy dog. Yeah. Let's see. What is my headline? Oh, yeah. My ex-wife, she's also my daughter, who is the sister of my ex-husband, who's also my son, because Oklahoma.
Okay.
Hammer.
Man declares himself the king of disputed territory in Africa.
Yes.
All right. Jerry.
I don't think you can blame the dog this time.
And Chris.
Do we have any tooting sounds? We'll have to look for that.
I don't think this guy will get any takers for a leapfrog touchdown celebration.
Oh, now I get it. That's so gross. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I need a shower.
Bad mental.
But the Bills should draft him.
Yes. I have now ball jokes now in my head. Speaking that needs to stop. Yes.
All right.
Oh, God bless you, Mike.
Don't know where to begin. Mm-hmm. Mike, are you still there, or have you driven off the road?
Oh, no. I was looking for a four-sided coin. I gave it away yesterday, but the headlines are almost as good as the stories.
Yeah, they are. You're right. Is there one that stands out amidst the rest?
Boy, I guess being my age, I probably have to go with the flatulence deal, you know, whoopee cookies being what they are and that type of thing. But they're all just really good.
Yeah, toot stories go a long way.
Well, I'm the traffic guy, so I got to talk about gas.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Pull up a chair.
Remind us what the toys were. Chris Schaefer, fabulous job, and thank you for laughing at all of ours.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you for that visual.
Well, I'd love to talk about it, and perhaps I could bring in some cookies and peanut brittle.
Yes, of course.
For you to determine, and we certainly could talk about it.
My doctor says I'm not getting enough peanut brittle.
I think you need some more.
Well, this is the perfect time for it. Is Susan available that we could schedule something?
Absolutely, Mike. You're a good man. Mike
Thank
is a smart
so
businessman calling in on the
he
weird
is.
News to plug
he
and
is.
get a spot on the show. You are smart, Mike.
Well, I had good teachers in the two of you on Labor Day.
Well, thank you so much, sir. You have a great night, and thank you again for playing the weird news.
Maybe Mike can negotiate this Metro Transit thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe he... And the answer is peanut brittle.
Wait, Jerry, now that you're here, and Hammer, now that we have your ear, this Metro Transit strike, explain to us what that would look like on the roads. Do you think, I know you're not an expert, there are enough Uber drivers, and then would it just be a parking lot on all the highways?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the challenges all work for everybody. Now, the last time we had a Super Bowl here in Twin Cities in Minneapolis, everything was structured so that the flow was perfect around the stadium, but there really wasn't any other traffic because everybody knew to stay away from downtown Minneapolis. It is a Sunday afternoon.
Right.
So your typical heavy stuff is probably not going to be around anyway.
Has there ever been a strike that you know of during a Super Bowl of mass transit?
Not that I can recall, but
I can't
not that
either.
Much of a historian on that part, but yeah.
So the fact that it's a Sunday evening, Sunday evening, so you don't have the normal traffic flow.
Right.
And then you got the weather, you know, what
the
is that
could
going
be a factor.
To do?
Now, the last time I hear, I believe it was, wasn't it kind of foggy and rainy?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't the greatest weather then, but I don't know that it's going to be the big traffic hassle that people think about. But transportation-wise, yeah, I think there might be some challenges there because I know they're talking about setting up a perimeter. So it'll be interesting to see if Ubers and taxis and other vehicles can even, how close they can even get to the,
right,
to the stadium.
They might have to stop at the entrance of 394 into downtown. You know, yeah, people are staying in a hotel that's not downtown, and then you might just have to walk to the stadium.
Yeah.
But if it's cold, windy, and snowy, I'm thinking dog sleds.
Yes. Well, it'll
wouldn't
be
that
fun.
Be a great way?
And it's in Minnesota, so shouldn't we have that anyway?
We should have dog sleds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bouges.
The last time I was here, Paul Ridgway, I think he's passed away since then, but he came up with a brilliant plan for the flow of traffic, automobile, pedestrian, and everything else. And all the Super Bowls since then have taken lessons from what they did here in the Twin Cities. So,
interesting stuff.
Yep.
Thank you, JP.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
We will hope for the best and hope we don't have to be talking about this on February 3rd.
Really just hope that the drivers and the transit authority can get along, and the drivers can get what they need, the workers can get what they need, and people can come to a fair and equitable resolution.
Right.
Always.
All right. Thank you, Jer. It is now 5:48. That's Wicks and Jewelers time. Time to turn your vintage watch into cash or trade it in for a new watch at Wicks and Jewelers.
I have an idea. You've heard of Uber? Of course you've heard of Uber.
Please.
Mm-hmm. What about Goober?
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Where are my sport coats and my suits for a small fee? And just...
Wear them?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
just
like
borrow them.
Borrow them.
Yeah.
Oh, so why is it called Goober? That's a terrible name.
Well, I don't know. It's, you
like
know.
Super. Like
I'm not
super.
Really good with naming companies.
Yeah. Someone's got to think of a better name for that. Dan Cook once had a great idea. Now, Dan lives in my neighborhood, and there's a lot of Jewish people who live in the neighborhood, and we walk around on Saturday because we don't use our cars.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan says, and I hope he's not going to be mad that I'm telling this story, but he says, I'd like to give him rides. If I can, you know, we don't walk on the Sabbath, you know, we don't use electronics and things like that. It's a day of rest, so we don't use our cars. So he says, I'll call it Juber, and I'll just drive them where they need to go. And I thought that was a great idea. I said, that is genius. And if they were a little less religious, they might go for it. But the super religious are not going to go for it because they don't drive and they don't get in cars. But isn't that a great name?
That is. That
I should
work.
Start Juber, and I should drive the Jews around. I should. Yeah, I think that would be a great, great idea.
You know?
It's very clever. But no, they still wouldn't take the car. But thank you, Dan. It really was a great idea. Speaking of Uber, do we have time to tell one more story? Yeah, we have another minute. Okay. Speaking of Uber, Uber Eats got in a whole mess of trouble in London. On Tuesday in London, it was Free Krispy Kreme Day. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Free Krispy Kreme
Day.
Okay. So the offer for Free Krispy Kremes crashed the Uber Eats app on London on Tuesday. Okay. Twitter users were not happy. The promotion and the partnership between Uber Eats and Krispy Kreme Donuts allowed app users in central London to order a dozen free donuts for delivery between 2 and 6 p.m. And, of course, the app crashed.
Everybody got a dozen donuts?
They didn't, because the app crashed. Krispy Kreme says, we're overwhelmed by Londoners. Thank you so much, but we have a technical issue. They're working hard to get it sorted out. Well, he says the program will run all afternoon, so there's still time to order. But angry Londoners took to Twitter, and they were very upset about that. I really hope they got their donuts, because a donut will soothe the savage beast.
Yeah, but after 3 or 4 days, it's just not the same, right?
Fun day. We'll be back here tomorrow at 3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.